Hey everybody, this is Brian from Surf Guru with your Wipeout Wednesday and Thursday Surf Report, brought to you by C-Spec Sunglasses. For today on Wednesday, we have continued waist-high surf with a couple lucky bigger sets out there. This is the tail end of the current swell. It's coming in about 7-8 seconds from the east-northeast, and we have some 10 to 12 mile per hour onshore winds, adding a little texture on top of it. So it's rideable, but you're going to have to work for it a little bit. For Thursday, surf is going to be dropping off a bit, just down a notch to the thigh-to-waist zone, and we're going to be seeing more of sort of a wind swell condition at 6 seconds, with wind shifting to the southeast, again at about 13 miles per hour. Looking down the road, wave size looks like it's going to drop off a little more for Friday, and then we're going to stay in that knee-to-thigh zone, maybe a couple lucky bigger sets for the next few days. Looking at those wind models, the current and next few fronts that are heading across the U.S., they don't look like they're going to be really setting up for a favorable wind field, so I'm not really seeing too much swell generation all the way into probably the end of next week, but you know, that might change a little if things shift. So if you're looking for something to do this weekend, hey, on Saturday, we're going to be streaming, live streaming from the south side of the Flagler Pier for the Florida Board Riders Florida Cup Surf Contest. Looks like surfing is going to get started at, I believe, 8 or 9 o'clock, so we'll probably start live streaming at 7:30, something like that. Just got to get things going. Now, this is going to be a little different one. We're going to try to do it from YouTube this time around instead of the Surf Guru stream, so we'll be updating you on the links for that. But if you go to youtube.com/surfguru, you'll see it there. And if the YouTube stream doesn't work out for us, again, you can always check it out on surfguru.com/live. So I'll be back on Friday with an update, and until then, be sure to check out the cams. That's always the best way to know what's going on in your favorite spot. And hey, thanks again for checking out Surf Guru.